Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
On second and 7. Play action. Pass is caught. First down. 19-yard line. Cogwalk. The ball is now out. The ball is out. It's picked up by the Ravens. Tackle is made at the 6-yard line. Aloy Gilman. Second down and 7. Pass is caught by Andrews for another touchdown. Andrews has both tonight. That's good from 20. First and goal.
Hey, hybrid,
9-yard line.
Hybrid.
Off the fake, deep drop, looks around, fires over the middle, touchdown, Rashad Bateman.
Highlights courtesy Al Michaels on Amazon. I don't know what hybrid is, but it worked as that audible led to Lamar Jackson's fourth touchdown of the night. He throws four and the Ravens win 28-6. I wouldn't exactly call it a work of art,
no,
but they've now won two straight. And the defense, at least on the scoreboard,
yep,
has been decent for three straight weeks.
It's ultimately what counts. It's, you know, yards like don't matter if they don't turn into points. It's like soccer and aimless possession in the midfield. If you're not scoring goals, you're still losing matches. Yeah, look, no one really, the aesthetics of it all, who cares? This was a must-win game and they won it. And they ended up winning it comfortably, although no one could have been too comfortable at Hard Rock Stadium at halftime. Because there was a lot going on in the first half and not a lot of it particularly good. Hat tip to the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. Woo-wee. That they were not professional grade in a lot of ways. And good on the Ravens for taking advantage.
Yes.
Because that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, Jason, they can only play who's in front of them on the schedule. So that was Miami, and it was a dumpster fire, and they took advantage.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's another game they can build off of. It's a game they can learn from. It's a game they're going to need to improve on, and there's reason to believe that they can and will. And obviously, we heard the highlights there. You know, most importantly is Lamar Jackson worked through the rust. Lamar Jackson, I told you guys, you missed that much time.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are. It's going to show up in certain ways. There's going to be timing issues. You're going to be testing yourself. You're going to be testing others. You're going to have to figure out what's working for you, what's not. You're not coming in tip-top form. And second half Lamar was a lot different from first half Lamar. And he was able, from midway through the third quarter on, it was kind of like a glorified walkthrough for him.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
good
to your point, and you talk about the rust, and he admitted it after the game, he missed Bateman on the first series, first down pass. He threw it low, and he threw it outside. And he mentioned it on the Amazon broadcast and mentioned it at the podium. He goes, I want that throw back. But that's the rust.
His footwork was, there was a lot off on that throw. I didn't think he trusted his leg on that throw.
And despite him being rusty, 18 of 23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns, a 143.2.
And if the game wasn't so out of hand, two drives into the second half, he could have done more.
Absolutely could have done more.
They took what was a close. I mean, honestly, if McDaniel had a clue, they're probably losing at the half.
Yeah.
And
well, you look at the key mistakes that Miami had in the first half, where they vastly outgained the Ravens. They had more than double the amount of yards, 225 to 109. Ravens, they were 1 for 6 on third down. They only had 4 first downs offensively. But the mistakes, the Washington fumble gave
them a touchdown.
Gave them
put them in the red zone.
Short field. The false start on a 4th and 1, and then you miss a chip shot field goal. Jalen Phillips not bringing down Lamar Jackson on the pass to Isaiah Likely, and Mark Andrews gets the touchdown right after that. And I don't know what the heck that 4th and 2 call was.
Well, the play calling, not going for 4th downs, then the flag on the 4th and 1.
But when you have,
then running the ball with 45 seconds left and 1 timeout in a 1-score game at home.
But that 4th down where Kyle Hamilton's on A-chain and towering over him.
And he's on him like glue. Where are we going
there? We're going to throw a goal line fade?
Yeah, it was. Look.
When you see Hamilton on him, you might want to go to the other option.
But despite all of that, I brought it up yesterday, and now it's a situation to continue to monitor. This defense in the red zone in the last 3 games, 3 for 11, 0 for 3 last night. If they can develop into a top red zone defense, that's all the difference for this. Because when this offense is healthy, when you have Lamar Jackson, and you can give up all the yards you want, you hold them to 3 and not 7, that's going to be good enough for this offense.
Ben, don't break.
Before we move on from that, because I want to get back to the false start, and I think maybe the new GM, Champ, what's his name?
Kelly.
Champ Kelly, needs to tell Tua to stop speaking, because he was asked about the false start after the game, and this is what Tua said.
The Ravens fans, it maybe got a little muffled with my cadence and you know, the crowd noise, so... You know, we kind of talked about that on the sideline after and got that corrected.
Well, let me just remind you, the game was in Miami, and he's saying that he's blaming the fans.
Like, he blames everybody. Like, he has his own way of throwing everybody under the bus but pretending to be a leader.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. And we said this yesterday during our show. Ravens fans travel well, and they especially travel well when they play down there. But to blame the visiting fans for causing a false start, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tua, I don't think he'll be back there next year. McDaniel definitely won't be back there next year. That's a complete reboot. They were already going to make some trades if they didn't fire the GM. They're definitely going to make probably even more trades now. And I said it before, I'll say it again, and I stand by it. Mike McDaniel's trying to get fired. This guy just won't take him up on his offer. This guy's going to make him.
It's a war of attrition now.
If you think I'm paying you $7 million to go home for the holidays, you're wrong. You're going to have to show up to work every day, and if you don't show up to work every day, then you're going to violate your contract, and I'll keep the money, and then I'll fire your ass. But you got to give me a reason to fire you for calls. Otherwise, I'm not paying you to go away. My season's lost anyway. Nobody's going to come out and watch this slop anyway. And I'm about to gut what's left of the roster. So, yeah, and again, the Ravens took advantage of that as well. They should have. And yeah, I mean, it's just when you're afraid to throw a Hail Mary with your $60 million starting quarterback,
because he doesn't have the arm,
you might be effed.
Couple things I want to touch on before we move on. On offense, Lamar's back. The tight ends are back.
Yes.
On defense, Kyle Hamilton was everywhere, maybe? Yeah. Is that we talked about him on that 4th down covering A-chain. He was ace. He was a man possessed last night.
Yeah. We'll talk about a lot in this next segment. We've said he's the face of the defense now. He's the embodiment of what they want to be, what they have to be. He was speaking up as a leader when Roquan was hiding in the shadows. He's their most impactful player around the line of scrimmage, not Roquan Smith. And they're going to go as he goes. I will say this.
I thought Roquan played pretty well last night.
He played well. He's not a playmaker.
I will say on that screen where he made that tackle on that 3rd down play. Yeah, if he didn't make that tackle, that would have went a long way.
Roquan played well. Go rewatch how many seam routes they fit between Roquan and the safeties.
No, that's
like
fair.
That,
but he
with
was
no tight ends to speak of. I told you. You never heard of these tight ends. Yeah. Watch. They're gonna do a little something. But I do think, like, my God, like, get him a gold jacket now. Kyle Hamilton's a Hall of Fame. Like, I get that DaCosta wants you to parrot that stuff. Like, I understand what they're doing in the production meetings, but let's start. He was complaining to guys that made the Pro Bowl enough. Dude, he's only been in the league 3 years, and he wasn't very good as a rookie. Mm-hmm. How many All-Pros you want him to have? He's been in the league 3 years.
He's been
I can't believe he's only been in a Pro Bowl two times. I mean, where's his Hall of Fame jacket? Like, dude, you don't work for the Baltimore Ravens, Kirky. I know you're not working very hard. You're making all this money.
He does
and you're,
seem
and
to
you're
work
really
hard.
Doing college. Ooh. Nah, he's not doing hard on these. He's not working hard on these broadcasts. Yeah. Hey, if he's working hard on these broadcasts, then he should really be fired. Because if he's mailing it in.
Yeah.
And then him talking about no one paying attention to Otani.
Dude,
when he was with the Angels.
Shut up. Yeah. Well, God, could you imagine if these guys did your games every week? Like, imagine if that was like the crew.
Well, it's funny. I love Al Michaels, but he's 80 years old. He called the Miracle on Ice. That was 1980.
A long time ago.
They're like, Bone, you can't even talk about it.
That was 15 years before Bone.
We have a huge Friday show. We'll be breaking down this Ravens win. They are now 3-5 after the 28-6 win over the Miami Dolphins. But guess-wise on this Friday show, it's a weird Friday with them playing on Thursday. Usually we talk to Lucy Burge on Thursdays, but short show yesterday, so Lucy's kind enough. She's from DraftKings. She's kind enough to join us today at 3, and it's Halloween, so we should have a lot to talk
Burge
about
season.
With Lucy. And then Kyle Goon, columnist from the Baltimore Banners, had some interesting thoughts on the Ravens of late, their communication with Lamar Jackson, etc. And talk about last night's game with Kyle at 4.
We're up. We're down. We're up. We're down.
Yeah. He joins us at 4.
A lot to get to.
Yes. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk more about the safety for
having
the Baltimore
Ravens.
To follow
the Burge on Halloween, though. That's a tough ask for Kyle.
Yeah. He's got an hour.
He's got to have his A game.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton, just how good is he? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Here on the Fan. Before we get to the Kyle Hamilton at all, by the way, the league has announced they fined the Ravens $100,000 for their part in the misunderstanding about Lamar Jackson's status a week
so
ago.
So much for taking it seriously. For making an example.
Yeah, they feel like this was an error of negligence and not one that was nefarious, obviously. So $100,000, no draft pick, and we move on. The Ravens, for their part, say they will not appeal the ruling and we will move forward and get ready for their game against the Vikings.
It would have taken some set of balls to appeal that.
Yeah, so we are past the whole Lamar gate. It's $100,000.
It's like it never happened.
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of. So Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton last night was blitzing. He was covering HN. He was blitzing up the middle, blitzing off the side. He finished the game basically a little everything. Five tackles, three solos, one tackle for loss. What'd you think of Kyle Hamilton last night?
I thought he played his butt off. Very impactful, obviously. His presence being a disruptor around the line of scrimmage takes some pressure off everybody else. I think in its own way, it led to some turnover-worthy plays. I mean, not guys getting stripped of the ball. And look, Tua's turnovers prone to begin with. Mm-hmm. But I think having, especially with a smaller quarterback like that, having a guy with those long levers and long limbs around the line of scrimmage can certainly be disruptive. It wasn't like a ridiculous box score. I mean, True Media's got him for six tackles, one missed tackle, three solo, three assists, one pressure, a tackle for loss. But I thought he was very impactful. I thought he was very disruptive. Like, it helped Gilman at everything, all the pieces fit.
Yes.
You have Gilman involved in the turnover. You have Malachi Starks getting his first interception. It had to happen. It's kind of, again, ridiculous. It took 6 or 7 weeks. It's really ridiculous with Pagano and people like that and this and Dean Pease that it took 6 or 7 weeks for the personnel department to decide, yeah, we really do need another safety who can play in the NFL. Saying all that, there's a world that exists where Miami's got 275 yards in the first half of this game and has a lead. Like, I still think there's a lot of room for improvement on this defense. As good as Hamilton was, when he had a drop back in coverage, they were finding repeatedly to little bodies like Waddle and big bodies like their two tight ends, they were finding the ability to throw to the seam and hit people on the outside hash repeatedly over Roquan and in front of the safeties. The outside runs with Achan were a problem. The game got so out of hand that the run game was gone. I'm surprised he didn't throw more to Achan. Like, I mean, Achan was pretty good in the passing game. Kind of shocked if all you're going to do is throw it 3 yards downfield. You didn't throw it to him a little bit more than you did. But this defense continues to build confidence and sort of bask in a bit of a rebirth. And they're going to get to face sort of the lesser lights, the nobodies here for a while.
Yeah, you got J.J. McCarthy next week, and then you have Dylan Gabriel if he's still starting for the Browns at that point.
Or Shedeur Sanders.
Or
Bailey Zappe in an in-between start. Yeah.
The caliber of quarterback is going to be way down over the next couple of weeks. But you're right, and it kind of gets back to where we were in the open, where they gave up all those yards, 225 in the first half, but 6 points. You can live with that. They were 0 for 2 in the red zone, and then the second half, it was smothering. You only gave up 107 total yards in the second half. The Dolphins didn't convert on third down. They were 0 for 4 on third down in the second half. But the three safety look. Gilman played all but two snaps, and Starks and Hamilton played every single snap. And that was...
Well, Hamilton had to sit one out.
Yeah. There was a penalty.
Oh, that's right.
So he could come back.
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't miss a snap.
And Starks, that was probably his best game as a pro, getting his first interception. But Hamilton, third straight game in which over 50% of his snaps are in the box. That's the first time in his career that's happened. And you're seeing him all over. Yeah. They flashed that on Prime yesterday, just him at edge and linebacker. Like, that's when he's at his best. And it gets back to what you're saying, Jason. I have no idea why it took a month and a half into the season.
The other thing is, it's not on the scorecard because he didn't get any sacks, but he has an uncanny ability to time the snap and rush those gaps. And he helped force Tua to be uncomfortable last night.
Yes. Well, and think about the tackle for loss on the run play where he got to the running back immediately, right when he got the handoff.
Yes. No, look, his instincts and his play speed gets ramped up and fully activated when he's close to the quarterback. I mean, that's just a reality. That's the best version of him, and it's not even close. And they've done a disservice to themselves 2 years in a row, being so inept with your true back end safeties that you've compromised the integrity and the ceiling of your entire defense by having the guy who should be your second best defender to Matabike have to be used in a position of prevent rather than a position of attack.
By the way,
he can attack within arm's length almost with those long arms of the line of scrimmage. He's his best self.
Since we're talking about
the
safeties.
But that's not a revelation.
No. Malachi Starks is playing much better football. He had the pick last night, but he seems to be thinking less and playing more, and he came into the league with a reputation as a playmaker, made a hell of a pick. I think we might start seeing more of that because he's got such good ball skills, but I think he's been doing a lot of thinking out there as a rookie because it's just a different game.
Look, it's all going to look pretty good for the next couple of weeks because this guy doesn't throw the ball down the field. Dylan Gabriel can't throw the ball down the field. McCarthy, everything's a fastball. He doesn't know how to put air under a ball. He doesn't know how to arc it. You got tall defenders out there. They'll be knocking stuff down at the line of scrimmage. Like, it's going to be a while now. Like, whoever it is with the Jets. So it's going to be a minute. Everybody's going to start looking pretty good because you're facing teams where the head coach or the coordinator are getting fired. Like, that's where we are. We're at that part of this, and they're going to take advantage of that.
But he's getting more comfortable out there.
Yeah, he's getting comfortable. I'm just telling you, the quarterback can't throw the ball 45 yards. Like, and no. You're a free safety. You're going, like, you should be pretty comfortable. They're afraid to try a Hail Mary.
Well, he can't get the ball to the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, they pushed it downfield one time. And, I mean, if the guy holds onto the ball, it is a 36-yard play down the side.
Well, they had the one where they hit, but there was a penalty. He got called back. A tripping call.
Which was another. Add that to the list of things that went right.
Nice break, yeah. Was it Ollie Gordon fell down? Yeah. And they seemed to want to discuss it, but they stayed with the penalty. It seemed like a good minute before they actually called it. They were having a discussion, but they stuck with it. Alas,
it's amazing what Park Avenue decides they want to weigh in on and what they don't.
Yes, yeah.
Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know who Big Brother's betting on. Mm. Like, who's in that room and who are they betting on? So I know what sides
they're allowed to. I don't think they're allowed to.
Okay. Yeah. Neither was Terry Rozier. Yeah, that's. And they ain't making Rozier money. They won't even tell you who's in the room. No. You don't even know who's in there.
No, I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Could be, maybe Paul Tagliabue's in the room. I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Is there Troy Benson?
It'd be pretty smelly.
Troy?
You tell me. I mean, he should, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know. He's football ops. I mean, he's not officiating, but they won't even tell you. You don't even know who's in there.
Coming up next, Ravens win 28-6. Time for a six-pack, our six-pack of offensive observations. And that's coming up next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Time for our six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it's more of a nitpick, but the game was essentially over. But I didn't love the play calling. They had two big Derrick Henry runs to start drives on back-to-back. I think it was end of the third, start of the fourth quarter. Henry had the one run take out to midfield and the other one like 30-some yards. I thought they could just salt the game away on either occasion, but the play calling to me got ultra-conservative. Like after the play at midfield, it was Henry up the middle for one, then Justice Hill up the middle for one. Then they just passed to nowhere. I put it at six, but I'm nitpicking, but I didn't love the play calling there.
Okay, six. I thought the offensive line was okay. Maybe even a little better than expected. They're saying that Ronnie leaving early again.
He talked after the game.
Was not real.
Yeah. They said just want to get him off his seat.
I'm going to buy that. It was certainly dicey at times, and I wonder how much of Lamar being off in the first half was just all the time that Lamar missed. But there was potential for it to be disastrous, and it wasn't disastrous. I think there's still room for improvement. I think the right side of the offensive line is something that I'm going to be real interested to see moving forward when they play again against a good team on the road. But I give them a passing grade, and I wasn't sure I was going to.
Number five.
Five is, I think it's real clear that they wanted to avoid Lamar running in this game. There was one, I guess, potential read option look, and I don't even know how much of that was something Lamar might have checked into, and he kind of bailed out of it pretty quickly and fell forward, and I think they might have graded it as a one-yard gain. You could tell, whereas I kind of believed him, he's truly 100% and thought he might show his wheels. The wheels were only coming out if it was an absolute sort of emergency. I'm glad we did see the one sprint from him for 16 yards just to see that it's there. But this, to me, was clearly not a game where they were going to fight to run the ball by implementing any sort of option looks.
My five is it was an up-and-down night for Derrick Henry. The numbers looked good at the end of the night, 19 carries for 119 yards. He had two splash runs, but short yardage and the goal line stuff early, it did not look great for Derrick Henry.
Number four.
Patrick Ricard, it's obvious to me he ain't right. I saw him got pushed backwards more last night than I think I've ever seen him pushed in his entire career going. He got trucked by Bradley Chubb on one. I've never seen that happen to him before. Obviously, he's still working himself back into shape, but Patrick Ricard is not 100%.
My four is Rashad Bateman's a bit of a ticking time bomb here. Like, I hope Lamar's return gets him going again. You got to keep running that route, man. Like,
yeah,
that
can't
happen.
Quit.
Then you can't turn on the. You can't get that personal with the official. Like, his worst tendencies are really coming out. And just his body language in general. Like, I don't know. I don't love it. And the bottom line is, with this offensive line, I don't think he's going to get fed anything close to the way he got fed last year, and he ain't getting his contract readjusted again. I'm just following that away as I don't think that's the last time we're going to see something like that, and the next time we see it, I think it's going to be higher stakes against a better team, and it might hurt you more.
By the way, the official will give you the first gripe. It was the second one that got him the flag. Like, it's just persistent. Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason, and talked about Bateman during TMI yesterday. Did have the touchdown, but that can't happen. Finish the route, like you're saying. Like, was he held? Sure. Should there have been a flag? Sure. But finish the route. You can go back to, what was it, the Texans game where Cooper Rush threw the pass up to him and he didn't even attempt to break it up and it got intercepted. We've seen this multiple times this year with Bateman, and it's not going to kill you against the Dolphins, but in a close game, that 15-yard penalty would be massive.
It's our six-pack of offensive observations. Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Run game's still not where it needs to be, and I don't think it's going to be close to what it was. And I applaud Monk, because when it's second and three and third and one and you can't get it done with Derrick Henry and he's being bottled up under 4 yards a carry – and we're deep into this football game, it's time to go with pace and cadence and running backs who can win for you in the run game. And to me, in the pass game. And to me, the game turned when all of a sudden it became Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell time. And everybody who's on the field outside of the offensive linemen is a threat in the screen game. And then they all of a sudden had pace. They had cadence. They moved down the field a couple times. They stick with it early in the second half. And then by the time they go back to Derrick Henry, Miami's quit, their coaches quit, the fans have left, and then he pads his stats. But, like, they better be willing to course correct early in games when he can't win for them on early downs. And when this was a ball game, he wasn't winning for them on early downs.
Yeah, and that's where I am. I did not like the offensive line last night. And you've got till Tuesday to get, like, that goal line situation. They couldn't get any push at all. And eventually they scored the touchdown on fourth down to Andrews. But you've got – I don't think they're taking any big swings, but Kevin Zeitler sitting in Tennessee, Cesar Ruiz in New Orleans. I'd go get an interior offensive lineman because these guards aren't doing anything for me.
Number two.
Two is tight ends are back, baby.
Yeah.
Tight ends are back. The tight ends for the Baltimore Ravens, they combined. You look, Likely at 3 for 60. Kohler at 2 for 23 and a touchdown. Andrews 2 for 22 and a touchdown. It was a big night to be a tight end a week after National Tight End Day.
We are simpatico. Tight end revival.
Number one.
Hey, Lamar, superstar in the second half.
I literally wrote Lamar, superstar.
For him being at 75% or whatever, and he still comes out with, you know, another game that raises his career QB rating, which is hard to do when it's already as high as it was, and four touchdowns and no picks. Somebody said he'd throw for four and no picks.
Yeah.
Yardage was down because he didn't have to throw the ball from the second drive of the third quarter on. And he showed his legs one time when he had to, so he was kind of playing with a leg tied behind his back. He remember how bad quarterbacking was around here for so long? And this is like a this was like Lamar at 75%, and it's something that would have been historically significant in the history of this franchise pre-Lamar.
That throw to Zay Flowers was incredible. Oh. That said, he obviously, he can say he's 100. The 13-yard run, I had flashbacks. Remember the self-pass against the Chiefs in the AFC title game where he got clipped from behind and you knew he wasn't his regular? Like, Lamar Jackson, 100%, probably takes that for 30.
Yes.
And he got tripped from behind and ended up going for 13.
30
so,
would have been perfect.
Yeah.
30 was the magic.
Yeah.
30 was the magic number for me.
Well, if he was regular Lamar, that's a 30-yard run. And instead it was 13. And he obviously didn't want to run, but it doesn't matter. And it shows you just how much better he is than not only the guys they have on this roster beyond him, but just about anybody else. Because on a night when Lamar didn't have all of his toolkit, he still was awesome.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys pretty much had the same top three.
But so we all riding
win.
With halftime.
We all win.
Anytime you hear Sharky, everybody wins.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, no matter who he's
cursing out.
Yeah, I do.
Even
do
if
enjoy,
it's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's you.
Well, that's
and my facial hair.
Yeah. Well, he does not like facial hair.
Don't try to have a stash around him.
Yeah, he does not like your facial hair. Hey, coming up next, Ravens are 3-5. They get a mini bye and then go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The schedule is not daunting. Beyond that, at the Browns, who knows who'll be their quarterback. The Jets have one win. Will Joe Flacco still be upright when they play the Bengals? 410-583-1057. Ravens are 3-5. How are you feeling about the Ravens as this season moves forward? Want to hear from the people. What did you think of last night? 410-583-1057. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. The Ravens sit at 3-5. If the Colts beat the Steelers on Sunday, the Ravens will be a game out of first place heading into next week. They get a mini bye, and then they're at the Vikings, then the Browns. The schedule has lightened up. Are you starting to feel optimism about the Baltimore Ravens? 410-583-1057. Let's get things started. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
Hey, what's up, Trippy?
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. I just want to give a shout-out to Jordan Stout, man, because a lot of these he's been balling this summer. I mean, well, this season, my bad. But I feel very confident, man. Like I said, you know, we 2-0. We got 9 more to go right now. What, we 3-5? Who we got next?
You got the Vikings a week from Sunday.
Right. That should be 4-5. Then I think we play the Browns away.
Yes.
That should be what?
5-5, according to that, yeah.
So by the time we play the Jets, what, 6-5? I think we play the
Trippy,
Bengals.
Break down tell us how the schedule works.
Hey, my bad, but, you know, I was just breaking it down, looking how it go. I mean, we can't win every game, but I'm looking at it like, take it game by game. Yeah. It's playoff, and I know EDC going to make a move. And, hey, Jason, I wasn't going to say this, though, man, but you pretty good, man, because last night, my man EDC definitely ain't had his shades on last night. I don't know if you peeped that, but
I was informed.
When I saw that.
Yeah, it's for the best.
Yeah, but, man, hey, the Ravens just take this little mini bye and just lock in, and then everybody get healthy. And, like I said, EDC make a little move because we need a pass rusher, man, because Kyle looked good in that box, but we still need somebody that can wreak havoc. But other than that,
hey, did you get your money back for that car?
Yeah, the pilot, you know, they say 5 or 7 business days, so we're gonna see how that works. Mm,
okay, yeah.
Are you going to Minnesota with Rashawn?
No, man, I'm taking a break. My next road trip might be Cleveland, but if not, definitely Cincinnati. But I'm just, you know, chilling.
All right, Trippy.
On to Cincinnati. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Let's get some more monk videos, Trippy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, where's the monk video?
410-583-1057. Mason, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, man, I want to give a shout out to Trippy because I think Trippy got mucked all fired
up. Yeah, he did. Man,
good call.
He did.
Boy, I was out there dropping explicits too.
Yes. F them MFs.
Anyway, I just want to give a shout out as well to, you know, our defensive line. You know, Brent Urban got a sack.
Yeah.
Half sack, yes.
It was looking like 20. Hey, half is more than we got. Okay?
Yes. Let's
take what we get. And I want to say, give us another shout out to Monk. You know, we had a fantastic, and now the execution wasn't always there, but we had a fantastic gameplay.
Yeah.
And and playing in place. And Roquan was shooting out of a cannon.
I thought Roquan was good.
I was familiar with your game, but it seems like you got reacquainted. So thank you for that, sir.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Mike's in Perry Hall. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, it's Mike T. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Hey there.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game last night. I'm not going to say we were lucky, but the Dolphins were moving the ball up and down the field in the first half. And only because their ineptness, they didn't score. They interviewed the coach at halftime, and he said, we can't beat two teams, the Ravens and ourselves. We need a pass rush, man. There's no doubt about it. It's just aching for somebody to step up and tackle some quarterbacks, man. They had all day to throw the ball back there. And when we play against better teams, that's going to be exposed, and they're going to take advantage of us.
No, there's no doubt. And Carl Lawson's coming next week. Hey. Hit 5 sacks a year ago, Jason. It's 5 more than anybody on this team has right now.
They need a real pass rusher.
Yeah. Well, they got. I don't know if they're going to be able to make a move for a real pass. I do wonder, though, and I'm not saying the Ravens are going to make a move for him, but I wonder the decision to fire Chris Greer.
They were trading at least one of them, regardless.
Could both of them be gone now?
Sure.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a house cleaning with the new GM. Let's grab Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan. Mike.
I'm a knee job.
No, Mike's not paying attention.
Damn, Mike.
Yeah, you know, you got it.
Mike, we could have made beautiful music
together. Yes, yeah. He's talking to somebody else. Maybe he's ordering a pizza or something.
Pizza is more important than
us. Trust me. I never turn down a pizza.
Maybe get nachos from the Green.
Yeah,
Carol.
How about those nachos?
Or that lime chili ball.
Oh, yeah, but we can't speak to that. It's good. We can speak to the nachos. Yeah.
No.
Lime
chili ball was legit.
The burger was good. Burger was good. But what did you
eat? Was it with a bun?
It was with a bun, yes.
I got the chicken Caesar wrap. It was
good. How was it?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Because it had the blackened chicken on it. That's for the black
chicken. From the nachos.
Yeah. Really good. Let's grab Sean. Sean, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, hi. Good afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, from 2-111-77 to 55437, I live in Minnesota.
Oh, very nice.
I'm from Owings Mills. But, okay.
Obviously.
I've been here in Minnesota. I know, right? Like you were supposed
to. 21117. Yeah, man. I got that.
Well, actually, that's Randallstown. I'm tripping. Yeah. So I've lived here in Minnesota now for about 5 or 6 years. So, and everyone from the kids that I coach, from all the parents and my kids' teachers, everyone knows that we're the Ravens fans around here. You know, there's not a ton of us. So I'm obviously going to that game on the 9th, and I can't express to you how pleased I am. A, they've picked up their game, and that Lamar's back. Let me ask y'all something. I have 4 kids, myself and my wife, so that's 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
How much you think 6 tickets?
That's a mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Man, you damn straight, bro. That's just
2 G's? Okay.
Just south.
Wait till you buy a couple sodas for the kids.
Yeah. Right. Wait, that's not counting concessions or any of that. So
Ken's 76ers are charging $10 for a small soda, small fountain soda. I wish I was lying.
That's robbery.
Yeah.
Bro, it's sick. So I can't, you know, I sure as heck didn't pay all that money to see no damn Cooper Rush or even Tyler Huntley, even though I love Snoop. So I'm real glad LJ's back. And I know everybody's saying, you know, we just need to go on a little run. We can't win them all. Why can't they win them all? Of course they
2019,
can win.
They won 12
out.
In a row, damn it.
They did.
Exactly. Why can't we win out? I think the Ravens win out.
No,
and
Sean.
It's just up to them to hold on in the playoffs. That's all.
Appreciate the call. By the way, I think J.J. McCarthy's garbage. I'll put that out there right now. Didn't like him at Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't have to like
it's gonna be a learning curve.
Yeah,
steep.
I I don't know that Ravens defense. He might find some joy there, but I don't think that guy's very good.
I think they should be able to handle him.
That week one game, and I know they end up winning, but it was an adventure just to.
He's had one good quarter this whole season
just to get that, the snap.
Yeah. Coming up next, you know what? You think you're happy now, but coming up next, Lucy Burge. From DraftKings.
Burge o'clock.
We'll talk to her about Halloween. We'll talk to her about a lot of different subjects, including best bets next year.
Cam Schindler?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.